It's official. Sports Radio WFAN is moving down the dial to 66 AM. Today, Friday at 5:30 p.m., the switch will be thrown on the Pete Franklin Show. From that point on, it'll be Sports Radio 66 WFAN. No other AM radio station in America will be stronger. We'll be the 50,000-watt clear channel voice of the Mets, Knicks, Rangers, and Imus in the Morning. 66 WFAN.
All right, thank you very much. We're standing out here in the rain like a bunch of dummies. We're ready to switch, and Don and I are out here getting drenched for furtherance of our radio career, and I can't hear a damn thing, and Don can't hear a damn thing. We really put the wheels on. Let's put the... Don, who is this guy standing next to you?
This is Jeff Smullyan, who started this whole thing, the whole MS Empire.
Did this man buy all of these radio... Why did this man buy all of these radio stations?
I have a good idea, Pete. Why don't we talk to him?
All right, let's ask him. Jeff, you got any money left?
No. As a matter of fact, I had to borrow a cab fare from Randy coming over here today.
I see. Jeff, this must be a very exciting moment for you.
It is. It's very exciting, the taking over of 66, and yet it's also very sad. It's a major part of American broadcasting, which is changing today.
What do you expect out of Imus and me? I mean, you want us to show up for work on time, and what else?
Regular attendance is the thing we're looking forward to.
Thank you. Don, how do you feel about that?
My public position is that if this thing works, we're going to take all of the credit. And if it doesn't, we're going to take none of the blame.
Thank you.
You guys have learned the Amos motto very quickly.
All right. Amos, of course, is the truth. I guess we're going to count down and we're going to do something. Now, who's going to... You want to pull the switch, right?
Well, I think Randy and Scott and Joel and Norm and Tracy and all the people from the radio stations, I'd like them along with you guys to maybe put their hands on it.
Let's do a little PR and a little suck it up to the boss right now. Why don't you introduce this group from the Nuremberg jury?
Randy Bongarten, who is the new Amos vice president, regional manager, director, and whatever else. Scott Meyer, vice president, general manager. Joel Hollander, general sales manager. Rick Rosenfeld, local sales manager. Tracy Lane, director of promotions. Norm Gerwitz, the Amos corporate counsel, who's flown all the way in here from Boise, Idaho, to be here today.
From Boise? You've got to be putting
plus
me
on. Plus the rest of our great WFAN stand. No.
Well, it is exciting, all kidding aside, and all of us are thrilled beyond belief. I'm really so thrilled, I'm probably going to have an orgasm before the ball game tonight. I really am excited about it, and we've got a lot of folks out here and a lot of beautiful girls, obviously by design.
Absolutely, all part of the new WFAN.
And this, of course, is an all-sports station, right?
Yes.
Then what is Imus doing on in the morning? I mean, the man has admitted to me he doesn't know anything about sports. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
Well, Pete, I think, Don actually has an encyclopedic knowledge of sports, and he's just waiting to demonstrate that to the audience in the morning. I think Don's first love is sports, from what I understand. And of course, I've read several of Billy Saul Hardin's books, and that's what I understand.
Don, the man is standing here lying to me, and he's the boss, and I can't call the man a fibber. How would you react to his portrayal of you as an authority on sports with a...
Well, I would agree with Mr. Smullyan. I would say that I was an authority on sports. I'm a big sports fan, and I could almost name the starting lineup of the Mets, for example.
Almost name the starting lineup. Jeff, we're in trouble. You realize that when you're about to throw the switch? You got an all sports station, and the man can almost name the lineup, but not the complete lineup.
It's a frightening thought.
It is.
Really is.
Okay, folks, so I'm going to have to carry these people with me. And I'll do what I can, obviously. All right, what are we going to do? We're going to count this thing down, and we're all going to... Oh, here it is. It's 527. Do you realize, these radio stations probably cost $85 billion, right, Jeff?
Something like that. We've spared no expense with this timepiece.
Yes, and I got a $4.95. This is something you get in the drugstore. How much does this cost, Jeff?
I think we actually traded that out.
Don, Would you appraise, how much is that worth, that time period?
I'm just thinking this is going to be, it's 5:27:40. It's going to be the longest 2 hours and the two minutes and 20 seconds of our lives.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, we got a switch here. We got the TV cameras. Al Roker's in here. He's over there from Channel 4. Al is thrilled and happy. Al, of course, is the weatherman who's really helped us out and brought us a little rain for the day. But the Mets are here tonight. And by the way, we want to emphasize something else. All right, Baron von Richthofen. We want to emphasize something very, very important. All kidding aside, the big story is happening a little bit later on, too. The Mets are playing the Dodgers, folks. And we got the Knicks. We got the Rangers. My God, we got all kinds of stuff on sports. Put the hat on, Imus. It says sports. Come on, put the hat on. You look good. Why don't you put the hat on. Go ahead. It's a white hat, you know. What the hell? It'll help us when they take us away to the home.
Actually, this is an exciting moment, and it's a historic moment. Given the history of 660 on the dial, and given the history of the National Broadcasting Company, and we're about a minute and 20 seconds from what is going to be a new era in New York.
You're not going to cry now, are you?
No, I'm not. But I am serious. I do think that. And not sucking up to the MS
like I am,
broadcasting
right.
company,
because
they have to pay me anyway.
Yeah, they will. Sure, me too. You got it.
But
we'll
it's not
stick them right together.
Let's not both talk at once, Pete.
Right. It's like a package deal next time. Go and talk.
It's an outstanding broadcasting company, and we're looking for great things. And we have about.
Us to talk. Turn around so the camera can pick us up.
We have less than a minute.
Jeff,
here.
Get in on the picture, Jeff. This is it. You paid for it.
How are we going to do this? Does anybody know?
Easy. Someone's going to throw a switch. Who's going to?
We're going to
count down to 10. All of us. If you can count to 10, you keep the job.
You have to count backwards, Pete. That's
thank you.
This could be a problem.
Well, folks, we're about 30 seconds away from this historic moment, and I hope it ends real soon.
You want to listen?
I'm getting fed up. I'm getting damp. I have to change my underwear before the game tonight. Really. It can only take so much.
Pete, this is official here. So,
oh, this is official.
So when we get to 50, well, you can start counting.
All right, thank you. You going to help? All right, folks, it's 40. All right, there it is. Oh, it's exciting.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sports Radio 66. This is WUKQAM New York, operating at 1050 kilohertz. If you're looking for Sports Radio 1050, we've moved down the dial to 66 AM. Join us now for the new Sports Radio 66 WFAN. This is WUKQAM New York, operating at 1050 kilohertz. If you're looking for Sports Radio 1050, we've moved down the dial to 66 AM. Join us now for the new Sports Radio 66 WFAN.